This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They are still very much in the market for Russell Wilson. And ultimately, it wouldn't surprise me if Russell Wilson chose the Giants over the Browns and the Steelers, two other teams that he continues to talk to. But let's live in a universe here where Russell Wilson picks the Giants. I still think with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Tommy, I still think the Giants may go ahead and take Shedeur Sanders at number three. So whether they sign Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, I don't think it changes anything. This team has struggled at that spot. It's going to do everything it can to address it short and long term. And if the Giants love Shedeur Sanders enough at number three, I don't care who they add between now and the opening night of the draft, I still think that Shedeur Sanders would be the pick if that's who they believe in.
Adam Schefter on his podcast yesterday. Giants have signed Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson. He says if they like Shedeur Sanders, they'll still take him at three. So maybe that answers the question, Keith. But the Giants signed Russ Wilson yesterday. They have a competent-ish starter at quarterback and backup in Jameis Winston. The Patriots signed Stephon Diggs yesterday.
Yes.
So they have their number one receiver, if not an NFL number one. I'm skeptical about that. But they get certainly their best receiver. How do those moves in concert change the Patriots' approach at pick four?
So I'm with Schefter on this one. I think the Giants definitely could still take a quarterback. We might be in the same situation because they just grabbed Russell Wilson now, like 2 weeks into free agency. They grabbed Jameis Winston before. Both guys at this stage of their career are kind of fringe starters, kind of holdover starters until the rookie is ready. And so especially if they don't think Shedeur Sanders is a week one starter, why not get him? Because if you're the Giants, who's your starter in 2026? You don't know.
Yeah, so like, probably not on the roster of today.
I think you could still get one. But also, I guess it allows them to say, hey, maybe we just love Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. We love them so much. We can go out and play a game and we can kind of patchwork it. Now, the thing with them is they're not like a playoff team or even a fringe playoff team the way that it is. So they really need to think more long term. I think the Patriots, and this is a question that a lot of people were asking.
Just real quick on the Giants. The one thing it allows the Giants to do is say, you know what? We like Shedeur Sanders. We don't love him. Maybe we won't be great this year. We'll draft high next year, and next year is the year we draft our quarterback. Like, it does allow them to do that. But if they love Shedeur Sanders, I still think they could take him at three.
They could also circle back and take Jalen Milroe or one of those project quarterbacks in the later rounds, too.
They could. I mean, if they grade those guys similarly, I just think last year what the Falcons did, and it kind of blew up on him because Kirk Cousins just ended up being bad. But think about Kirk Cousins at this time last year was looked upon much higher than either Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
And he got like 10 times the money that those guys got, and they still drafted Penix in the top 10. So I always think quarterbacks get way overdrafted and teams go crazy for quarterbacks come draft time. So I think that they could. As for Steph Diggs on the Patriots, I don't think that stops them from drafting Travis Hunter because of the unique prospect that he is.
It takes some of the pressure off forcing him to offense, though.
Yes.
You know,
that's
so
fine.
Like, to me, I would take Hunter either way.
if he's there. And, you know, if it's him and Carter, I want Carter. If they're both gone, I want Jenty. But I think Hunter is the most realistic at four. It takes the pressure off. Mm-hmm. He needs to be a receiver. And it allows them to say, let's bring him in and see what he can do.
Yeah.
And let's split time, and then we'll have him go where he fits, not where we need him.
But
and
I
think that's important.
I agree. And I want him to try to play both ways, right? I don't want him to be just one side. And yeah, I guess you're right. If they don't have Steph Diggs, maybe they feel like that needs to be more the focus. I always thought what would make him the best receiver, at least early in his career possible, would be having a guy better than him on the field. Like, you can't just be like, hey, you're the best guy we have. Also, you're trying to play defense. Whereas if he's out there and he's sort of the number two receiver, yeah, he's not playing every single snap, so maybe not like a prototypical two, but you have Diggs and then you can kind of work those other guys in. I think that's great. Now, I know some theorize that the Patriots saw the Russell Wilson signing and were like, Travis Hunter's not going to be
there.
Yeah,
I don't.
I'm like,
I don't think that.
I think it's the chances are the same, honestly. I think they're the same. They might still take Sanders. They may not, you know. Tennessee, I think everybody already has like penciled in for Cam Ward, but the Browns should go quarterback, but they may not. They may go Carter to kind of pair him up with Myles Garrett. Maybe they go Travis. Maybe they surprise people and go Travis Hunter themselves.
The other way to look at it, Browns missed out on Russell Wilson, which makes them more likely to take a quarterback. So I could see it going that way as well. Bottom line, I mean, the Giants may not draft a quarterback, but I don't think this prevents them from taking Shedeur Sanders.
No.
And you're hoping Travis Hunter drops to the Pats. If they get him, I think the pressure's off to force him at wide receiver.
Yeah.
And I think that's a relevant move about Steph Diggs. You guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. Alex is in New Hampshire. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how's it going? I love the show, as always. I just have a tiny bone to pick with Keith.
Oh, yes. Boy. Keith. What do you got?
Oh, boy.
And I mean, no, I love the fact that we got Diggs. Mm-hmm. He is by far our number one wide receiver, and that's great. But I do hear you keep mentioning Kendrick Bourne. I just don't know what he's done lately. I think he's got six.
Yeah, Keith, why do you keep bringing him up?
So, Alex, I hate to correct you, but that was a Jones take. I just listen. That was a Jones take. I am not high on Kendrick Bourne. I think he'll be fine. Josh McDaniels is back. I actually said yesterday we were guessing who the number one receiver is pre-Steph Diggs, and I said maybe Pop Douglas. Jones is the one that said Kendrick Bourne.
I said Bourne, but this takes
classic mix up.
This takes the pressure off that, Alex. But thank you for listening.
I apologize.
Okay.
So Booty is our number two wide receiver going forward. I think Bourne is gone after this year. Love the show, you guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex. I hate to point that out. So if your instincts were Jones was wrong, just stick with that. Because you were
better when he was picking a nit with Keith, quite frankly.
I was like, sorry, I'm not the Kendrick Bourne guy. I like Kendrick Bourne. Great guest.
I thought what
I'd
he
love
was
to have him
say
on the show again.
Oh, he's our favorite guest last year.
He was.
We liked him so much, the Patriots wouldn't give him back to us.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
I think we're getting Steph Diggs, but that'll... Oh, so this is maybe what we do.
I thought he was going to needle you about how good Steph Diggs was in 2021. That's what I thought he was going to do. Yeah.
I did get a lot of that on Twitter yesterday.
I got that right. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yeah. A lot of guys on Twitter were like, this guy's perfect for Keith. It was good 3 years ago. But this probably needs to be our strategy. If we tell the Patriots we would love to talk to Diggs, we get no chance.
Yep.
What if we go the other way and go, we really don't want Diggs?
Whatever you do.
Monday or Friday, we
don't
do not
give
want
us
him.
Steph Diggs.
And then like 10 o'clock Monday morning, Patriots Monday, Steph Diggs, co-host for an hour.
I forgot to run down the hall and ask Ken about this. This really should be in play for Patriots Monday and Friday. But Patriots, if you're listening, we don't want him.
Yeah.
He would not be a good guest. It wouldn't be the kind of person we would
want
to talk to.
Definitely want Christian Gonzalez and not Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. No, more Hunter Henry.
Twitch chat is thinking that I said that about Kendrick Bourne. Don't get that started. Don't get that misinformation out there.
Yeah, Keith,
it's fake news.
We were all shaking our heads at it when you brought it up yesterday.